Hi, it's Mac, and it's Friday the 13th of July, and I just listened to R2UK's audio boo on the blue snowball microphone, and what's interesting about it is that I, for a long while, a few weeks back there, I was delving deeply into microphones for use on the iPhone, my iMac, and then latterly when I got my third generation iPad for that particular piece of equipment as well. And I studied many a YouTube review video of many a microphone, and one of them included, or some of those included, the Snowball, because the company Blue, B-L-U-E, makes quite a decent range of microphones for, depending on what you need them for, really. The Snowball tends to be, I don't know if, I can't remember if Ruth pointed out, it's a desktop model. It wouldn't be classed as a portable roving microphone, but if you've got an iPad and you are going to do some work away from home, then you could take it with you. It's not that big, but it's not classed as a roving microphone. But if you've got the room to pack it away, then absolutely good. And it's good to hear Ruth's review on that particular microphone, because it does get really good reviews, and as you say, Ruth, when you listen to the quality of the audio on the bulk of your boo compared to the latter 50 seconds to 60 seconds, yes, you can definitely hear the clarity that comes through in the previous audio, and that just fits in really with how the reviews go for that particular microphone. In fact, all Blue stuff are pretty good, but that Snowball definitely gets good reviews. It's not top range, but then that's reflected in the price as well. There are far better models out there. I think the other one I was looking at was the Yeti, but which seems to be even better than the Snowball. Of course, it's more expensive, but dealing with the Snowball itself, yes, it's good to hear. Good to hear a review from someone on audio, but rather than having to delve into the internet and YouTube to find out personal reviews. And I have been waiting for a very, very long while on there's another microphone. It is a roving microphone designed specifically for the iPhone. It's called the Blue Mikey, and it slips into the 30-pin socket on the iPhone and can also go into the iPad. But they were bringing out the new one, which was the Blue Mikey Digital, and it has as yet not appeared in this country, which is a shame, because that's the one I had set my target on for buying, for purchasing. And I don't know what's happened, whether production has not went ahead as planned, or whether they just haven't been imported into this country yet. But I'm in contact with two companies in the only two companies in this country, to my knowledge, that will be supplying that particular model. But that's another story, of course. The Mikey Digital is another story. But the Blue Snowball, and it's nice to hear Ruth giving a personal review on that particular model. So thanks, Ruth. It was interesting to hear your views on it, and definitely interesting to hear how the clarity comes across on the iPad itself. As you say, it won't connect to the iPhone, but then you could expect it, if it did connect to the iPhone, you could expect a difference. Although I have to say that the iPhone's microphone, or the iPhone 4S's microphone, if that's the model you have, is an excellent microphone. If you can block out as much extraneous noises as you possibly can. I tend to just hold the microphone part of the phone as close to my mouth as possible, in a sideways motion, as it were, so I'm not spitting or pipping, or what's the expression they use again, popping into the mic, and it is actually a very good microphone, but it does, there are great improvements for it. It's just unfortunate there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of microphones, in fact very, very lot of microphones out there for the actual iPhone itself. The Blue Mikey, the original one, yes, that's still for sale. In fact, it's been greatly dropped in price. So if that helps, Ruth, with if you were looking for one for your iPhone, then the Blue Mikey, the original one, which is not a digital one because it's not here yet, has been greatly dropped in price. So you'll be able to pick that up. I can't remember the exact price, but it's coming out at a great price now. And that just slips straight into your iPhone. And it's a pretty clever little device, so maybe you want to have a wee look at that on YouTube or the internet. So thanks again, Ruth. Bye for now.